Okay, today's shiur is Nedarim Daf Tezvav. We are in the second parak in Maseches Nedarim, Ve'elu Mutarin. Parak Ve'elu Mutarin, we will be starting with Yud Dalet Amud Beis, the Mishnah. And just keep in mind the last Rambam that we mentioned, that the Achronim discuss, and that is the Rambam in Parak Yud Beis in Hilchos Shavuos, where the Rambam says, HaNishba, what were we talking about at the end of the shiur yesterday? Talking about HaNoder BaTorah. Somebody makes a neder holding a Torah, or in front of a Torah, and the Shaila is, what does he mean by saying that? Does he mean the Torah itself, the klaf of the Torah, which we said is not a lashon of a neder, or is it a, does he mean the askaros shebo, which the Ran said is considered a davar hanader, because the sofer is makdish, right? And that's why we know that if a non-believer writes a Torah, so then they wouldn't have kedusha, right? They weren't makdish. It has to be somebody who believes. But the Rambam is mechalik between Torah and Neviim and Ksuvim. The Rambam writes, Hanishba b'Neviim and Neviim, O b'Ksav mikisvi hakodesh, afal pi she'en kavanaso, elo l'misha shalach navizeh. He had in mind the Hashem, right? L'misha shalach navizeh, O l'misha tziva b'Ksav zeh. Or somebody who was mitzaveh this ksav ein zu shvua, right? It doesn't matter. That doesn't work, right? The Rambam is alluding to the chiluk between neviim and ksuvim. Also, we know the Gemara in Maseches Megillah is the source for this idea. Ksov zos zikaron basefer, and the Gemara darshan zos is Torah, zikaron is navi, basefer is ksuvim. Rav Shechter writes in one of his svarim, it's very fitting that each of those words relate and reflect each of those. What zeh? Zeh is Torah. Why is zeh? Rashi quotes at the beginning of Parshas Matos that zeh always reflects clarity, divine clarity. Zeh means you could point to it. Zeh hadavar. That's what the Gemara darshins, that Moshe Rabbeinu received nevuah different than any other Navi. Every other Navi was Ko Amar Hashem. Moshe was Zeh. Zeh Adavar. By the menorah it says Zeh. By Kiddush HaChodesh it says Zeh. Because Zeh means you're able to point to it, it's so clear. By Ben Sora Morah, Beneinu Zeh. Right? The parents can't be blind. Beneinu Zeh Sora Morah. They have to be able to point. That's Zeh, clarity. And that's why Toras Moshe, as the Navi Malachi calls Torah, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, that's alluded to by the word zeh. Zikaron is a reference to Navi. Why Zikaron? Because the Gemara says, the Medrash at the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai says, Zachor is always related to Lahazkir. Zachor Lahazkir. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to say something by Kiddush, not just to mention Kiddush. Lahazkir, Parshas Zachor, remember what Amalek did. How do we remember? We mention. Zachor is always understood as Lahazkir. That is the, so, by Navi, Zikaron, that's always mentioned, Lahazkir. What does that mean? When Hashem gives a nevuah to an individual to give over to others, doesn't mean a private, moment of inspiration. Like the Gemara says, there were 48 Nevi'im. What do you mean there were hundreds of Nevi'im? Right, the story by Sefer Shmuel, that all the Nevi'im, everybody came there and Shaul sent messengers and they all started being Misnabe. Then he sent more messengers and they all started being Misnabe. We don't know who those people were. The answer is no. A lot of people get personal connections to God in a divine way. But a real Navi who gets a message to give over to Klal Yisrael, that's what a real Navi is. And it comes from the word Niv Svatayim, an enunciation of the lips. And that's why Zachor Lazkir is suited to teach us Navi. Ksuvim is learned out from the word Basefer. Ksuv Zosikarn Basefer, because Ksuvim were not written down to give over. Ksuvim were written down to were given over, were the divine inspiration was to write down. That's Basefer, right? That's specifically not meant to be given over orally. So the Rambam in this halacha is alluding to that. He says, even if somebody says that they had in mind the one who sent the Navi to say something or to command the Navi to write it, that's not a shvua, that's not good enough, says the Rambam. B'med dvarim amurim, what is this limited to? B'shar kisvi HaKodesh, right? By other kisvi HaKodesh, by Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But aval hanishba b'Torah, but someone who swears b'Torah, im nishba b'mesha kasavba, but if he has in mind the askaros, then daito al askaros, if he says shakasaba, he means, and we assume that his lashon is the shemos of Hashem, and that would be good enough. And the shaila is, what if he says, I have the shemos Hashem of the Navi? The Rambam does not say that that's okay, right? The Rambam says that the halacha only applies to Torah and not to Nevi'im and Ksubim. So what's the reason? So Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer, Rishimo Shiurim, on Shvuos and Nedarim, the first volume, he talks about this Rambam. And he talks about how the halacha is that it has to be, has to have the status of Nikitas Chayfetz. Like for Hilchas Shvua, certain Shvuos, you have to hold a, what? Hold a Torah. A chayfetz, a nikitas chayfetz, that level of item is only a Torah, right? It's not a navi, it's not a ksuvim. Why? And he discusses how a Torah has to be perfect, you can't be missing any, while navim and ksuvim have more flexibility in terms of the psul level. What makes them, what keeps them kosher? Even if you're missing some, chaseros v'yaseros, that is, you have more flexibility, for sure, for a Megillah. That's for sure, up until half. But even by other svarim, so he goes through here. The Rama must compare this to Hilchos Shvuos, Nikitas Chayfetz, and that only applies to a Torah and not to other Nevi'im. Okay, that's just the last point. Now we get into the Mishnah here on Dav Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Konam Shani Yashen. So this Mishnah has to be seen with the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. See the bottom of Yudalim HaBeis, the bottom of Tesvav HaBeis. Today we have the Lashon of a Neder. Tomorrow we have the Lashon of a Shvua. Parallel Mishnayos. Says this Mishnah though, this is the Neder one. Konam Sh'ani Yashen. It's a karbon, meaning it's usher to me that I sleep. Meaning I'm not allowed to sleep. Or Sh'ani Medaber, that I speak. Sh'ani, right, could you talk to the wall? Right, that was yesterday's discussion. Sh'ani Mahalech, that I walk, that I travel. All those are lashonos of neder. We'll have to see exactly what the limit is. Right? Is that forever? No, it's not going to be forever. Homer leisha konam shani misham sheikh konam. It's usher for me that I am with you in tash mishamita. So says the Gemara. That works. How does that work? Isn't he meshuba to her? The Gemara will discuss it. So in all these cases, harizeh belo yachel dvaro. All of these are included in the iser. If somebody violates these nidarim. In the Isra of Lo Yachel. The Gemara, just to jump ahead for a minute, at least in the second day, which seems to be the one that we accept, the Gemara says that this Isra of Bal Yachel mentioned in the Mishnah is only an Isra Durabanan. Why? Because if you remember, not too long ago, right? 2 days ago, the end of the first parak, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that one of the differences between a Neder and a Shvua is whether it's Chal on a Dover Shein Bo Mamish. If there's something not tangible. So a neder has to be chal on something that's yish bo mamish. A shvu is yish bo mamish. Why? The Ran, at the end of the previous parak, the Ran at the end of the first parak says because a neder, as the Gemara said on Daf Beis, is chal on a chefsa. While a shvu is on the gavra. So if it's chal on the chefsa, you have to have a chefsa. You have to have something there to be chal on. That was the Ran's lashon. Iles be mashasha lo asar midi. So this, what, sleep is not tangible. So what does that mean? That it's the neder works. So that's why the Gemara is going to say, a little bit later, that this really means only Bal Yachel Midirabanan, not Bal Yachel Doraisa, because for Bal Yachel Doraisa, a real neder, one requires a Dabar Sheish Bo Mamish. So we'll keep that in mind when we get to the Gemara. Itmar, here we go, says the Gemara, Konam Einai B'Sheina Hayom Im Ishan L'machar. Right, this is today's discussion. If you make a neder Al Tanai, I make a neder, I can't do A if I do B. That's the discussion today, because we're going to ultimately say that's what the Mishnah is talking about, as we'll see. But that's the case here. What's the exact first case? Konami and I b'sheina hayom. It's usur for me to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So today is the isur, tomorrow is the t'nai. We have to know the difference between those two. There's an if I do this, then this is usur. What's the if? What's the then? So the first case is, today is usur if I sleep tomorrow. I can't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the halacha is, Am Rav Yehuda Marav, Al Yishan Hayom, Shema Yishan L'machar. Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav says you can't sleep today. Because if you sleep today and you sleep tomorrow, then you violate your neder. And if you sleep today, we're not being relaxed about it and say, okay, we're not worried about you, so you won't sleep tomorrow. No problem, we're not worried. No, we are worried. And therefore, Rav says, you cannot sleep today, because you might sleep tomorrow. That is Rav. If you get through today and don't sleep, then you're okay. Right, then you didn't sleep today. But if you did sleep today, so then, l'mafreya, if you sleep tomorrow, it's going to be a problem. Rav is worried about that, and therefore, you are not allowed to sleep today. Rav Nachman Amar Yishan Hayom V'lo Chashin Hashem Yishan L'machar. Rav Nachman says, don't worry about it. Get a good sleep today, because tomorrow you're going to be up. Rav Nachman is not worried in the future. The Ritva says, even on the first Shita, Rav Yudam Arav, who we, Rav says we are worried about the future, that the Ritva says this is different than other contexts. Because in many other contexts, in Shas, we are not worried about something in the future. Right? Many cases, in Gittin, Hareze Gitech Almanah Shelo Tishti Yayin. This is your get almanah that you don't drink wine. So are they not divorced because we're worried that she's going to drink wine? No. You'd say it works until something happens. We're not nervous that something's going to happen. Oh, Almanash Lotinasi Laploni. Right? Or, Arizagite Almanasi, you don't get married to so and so because I really don't like so and so. So that works until you're not worried. So the Ritva says, very mistaver, sleep is different. Sleep is not in your control. Right? Sleep is, we're nervous because, as the Gemara says elsewhere, Chotfaso Shena. Right? It's out of your control. The Gemara at the beginning of Brachas. Right? When you get home, say Kriya Shema right away. Don't say, I'll eat, I'll drink, I'll take a rest, and I'll say Kriya Shema later. No. Chotvas Oshena. That's what the Ritva says here. Kasavar of Yehuda. Deshena davar she'en biyadahu. Umameila asi. V'chayshinan shematan senu shena. That is the important limitation of the Ritva. The problem with that Ritva's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the Achronim point out, is that we're going to have cases in the Gemara, which we're going to ask Kashas, comparing our Mishnah and other cases to Rav, cases where it is in your control. And we're still worried. So it's a nice explanation, but it's a little difficult to understand some of the comparisons that the Gemara is going to make. Okay, either way. So we have a machlokas here between Rav Yehuda Marav and Rav Nachman. If somebody makes a neder, I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Are you allowed to sleep today? Are we worried about your violating the Tanai? Says the Gemara, the Umoda Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda admits, though, that you're not worried if it's the opposite. If it's the opposite case. What's the opposite case? Ba'omer, konim einai b'sheina l'machar im ishan bayom. If I sleep today, it's usher for me to sleep tomorrow. So then what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is not the t'nai. Tomorrow is the iser. So we're not nervous that people are going to violate isurim. Maybe they'll violate the conditions. They're not going to violate Isurim. So that's Rav Yehuda. If somebody says, it's also for me to sleep tomorrow. If I sleep today, Sheyishin Hayom, then you're allowed to sleep today. Because we know people are going to take it seriously. If it's an Isur, they're not going to violate. As the Gemara says, Ki lo mizdaher bitzna'a. When is somebody not as careful as they should be on the condition? On the if. Aval be'isure mizdaher. But on the then, they are careful. So again, if I do this, then it's us for me to do that. People are going to be careful about the then. They're just not going to be careful about the if, even if the if is afterwards. Right? Even if I already, the if is going to make me violate retroactively, still people aren't going to take it as seriously. Period. There's an important discussion here in the Rishonim. Tosfos. Tosfos not here, but Tosfos in Maseches Nazir. The Gemara there, it's going to bring us back to sugis that we have touched on over the past couple of months. The Gemara Nazir talks about making a Nazirus al Tanai. I'm a Nazir, Almanas, something. Almanas that I win the lottery. I'm going to be a Nazir. Almanas this, Almanas that. Asks Tosfos, Yud Aleph, I'm an Aleph in Nazir. How could you have a Nazirus al Tanai? Didn't we learn back in Subis that what two halakhic mechanisms must go together? Shlichus and Tanai. Kol milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tznai. Kol milsa de isa b'shlichus, isa b'tznai. Ask Tosfos, I can't accept to be a Nazir and have you fulfill my Naziris. That's like tefillin. You know, I'm tired today, put a tefillin on for me. That doesn't work. So you can't be a Nazir through a shliach. Asks Tosfos, how could you be a Nazir? How can you make a tznai on your Naziris? That is the question that Tosfos asks on that Gemara over there. How typically the Naziris e'ef shalakayim adei shliach? That's Tosfos' kasha. Answer, yeah, you're right, the actual Naziris can't be done through a shliach, but there's something that can be done through a shliach, and that is, somebody can bring your karbanos. And therefore, that's good enough to be called a Nazirus al yedei shliach. V'yesh lomar acharei sha'achirim yecholim lahavi karbanos tachtav nechshav ke'ilu kol ha'maisa yecholasos yedei shliach. A big chiddush of Tosfos, but Tosfos says, because you can bring your karbanos of Naziris al Tanai, so the whole thing is considered al Tanai. The whole thing is considered that you can do it through a shliach, and therefore you can make it Tanai. Fine. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger on that Tosfos in the Gilyan HaShas. Okay, that answer works for Naziris. What about our Gemara? What about a neder al Tanai? If I make a neder, could you fulfill my neder for me? I promise to eat something. I promise not to sleep if I sleep tomorrow. We're talking about cases. The first time we've had this in this Masechta, a neder al tnai. You can't fulfill a neder through a shliach unless the shlichus is something not related to you personally. Right? I promise to make sure that the shul gets 100, whatever. So then anybody, as long as I make sure of it, but if I promise to do something, I make a neder about me. So I can't fulfill that through a shliach. So answer Rabbi Akiva Eger, there in Nazir, Adayin, Ech Yeturat Ahidin Adarim, Konam Rechitzas Olam Ir Erchat. He quotes another tonight. Hanadarmi Yafshalachayim Adei Shliach, Vitzarech Iyun. That's the Gilin Hashas's Kasha, which he does not answer. Nazir Yud Aleph Amad Aleph. So, Achronim try to get into the act. How could you have a neder al... You can't understand our Gemara without understanding this Kasha. How could you have a neder al tonight? You can't do a neder Adei Shliach. So, the Ramban in Baba Basra, Kuf Chaf Vav, asks Tosfos as Kasha and gives a different answer. Ask Tosfos. Ask the Ramban. Ikal Amedak, Nami, Tanai Benazir, Hechi Avi Tana. But I call Tanai, Sheyef Shalasa, De Shliach, Lav Tanaihu. So he gives a couple of answers, but here's the Yesodistika one. The Yesh Omrim, Ki Gamrinon Mi Tanai Bene Gadu Bene Ruvain. When do we say that you learn out and you need rules and regulations of a Tanai? Hanimili Chayotsebo. That's only similar Tanaim to Bene Gadu Bene Ruvain. Shehu Tanai Bein Adam Lechavero. It's a tnai that has to do with others. Avo tnai shebeino levein atzmo. Sounds like an achron, but it's the Ramban. Avo tnai shebeino levein atzmo. Bekol inyan have tnai. If you make a tnai about yourself, that's a different type of tnai than the tnai of Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain. Bnei Gadim Bnei Ruvain. There, you had to be the bialim to get the karka. It doesn't really mean Bnei Adam Lachaveiro or Bnei Adam. He means having to do with others. Anything that has to do with anybody in life, not just a personal behavior that I have to do. That second type of tnai is a different type of tnai. Fahatam nosein, and it makes a lot of sense. Why? Shaharei midaito hisna. You don't need any conditions, rules and regulations of Tanai if it's a Tanai bein Adam la'atzmo, says the Ramban. And therefore, that's how you answer. A neder. Neder is a different type of Tanai. Making a neder al Tanai, that's about yourself. You can make whatever, if you have to make a neder that you're going to do something, you're going to give money to somebody, so then that involves others. But if it's just about your behavior, says the Ramban, that's not subject to all the other rules that are required. There are other answers here. Feel free to look at that Ramban. Again, Kuf Chav Vav and Rav Basra. But if that's true, if you give that answer, then Rabbi Akiva Eger's Kasha's answer. Because it's not subject to the rule of Kol Milsa Isa B'Shlichus Isa B'Tanai. It's a different type of category. Okay, let's continue. Second line. So we have this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Marav and Rabbi Nachman. What's the machlokas about? If we have to be nervous that somebody's not going to fulfill the condition, everybody agrees that they're going to fulfill their isser, right? If they're subject to an isser, so they're going to be careful about that. But what about the condition? I can't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So are we worried about tomorrow? So tanan. So first, we're going to try to relate it to our Mishnah. Konam shani yashin shani mahalach shani medaber. Our Mishnah said it's usser. I'm making neder. I can't sleep, can't walk, can't talk. Bechulu, hey chidami, what's the case in our Mishnah? Ile makidik tani, is it like, literally, like it says, sha'ani yashain, right? So, let's forget the maskana, what I already mentioned on the Mishnah about the Rabbana. Let's forget that for a minute. So, now we say, if you take it literally, kidik tani, sha'ani yashain, that I'm not allowed to sleep, miyavi nidra, does that neder work? V'atanya, right over at Tana, we said at the end of the previous parak, Chomer b'shvuos shashvuos chalos al davar sheish bo mamish v'al davar sheish bo mamish mashen kei b'nedarim v'sheina davar sheish bo mamishu. Right? How could you say a neder is chal? Sleep is not something tangible. It's not a physical item. So how does it work? So Ella, what must our Mishnah be about? It must be exactly like our Lashon in our discussion of the Amorayim. It must be you said had something tangible. What do you have tangible? Your eyes, your mouth, your legs. Dav amar konam enai b'sheina. My eyes, right? You use a lashon of something of tangible. The Gemara always does this. Not always, but many times. You want to sell something that doesn't exist yet. So you connect it to something that exists. I want to sell you the fruit of my tree that didn't grow yet. So I sell you what's called dekel l'peirosav. I sell you the tree regarding the fruit that's going to come out of it. So that's a way to have something tangible to latch for the item that's not tangible to latch onto. So here too, my eyes should be usher in sleep. So that's the case. That's exactly the case that we're discussing in the Achronim. So let's continue though now. V'idelo yav shi'ura, if I didn't give a shear, how long I'm not allowed to sleep. Mishav kinon le'ad da'avar iser b'yachel. So then is it effective at all? I say I'm never going to sleep? Is that a violation? You wait till he falls asleep? V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, shvua shelo ishan, shlosha yamim, malkin oso v'yashin la'altar. If somebody makes a shvua that they're not going to sleep for 3 days, that's impossible. And therefore, that is called, the Ron says, a shvua shav. It's a shvua shav, and therefore you give him malkus right away for shvua shav, and he can sleep right away, because it's a totally ineffective shvua. The Rush here says, it's a neder shav. That's a good question. There's something called a shvua shav, losisa. Is there a neder shav? That lashon over there is shvua, but are we relating this to neder? So the Rush's lashon right here is that it is a neder shav, which is also, you might not get malchus, but in the bottom of the previous amud, that's the Rush's lashon. You also have a neder shav. But either way, same idea. So our Mishnah cannot be open-ended, because then it wouldn't be chal at all. Wouldn't it be chal? So Ella da'amar, so what must our Mishnah be? It must be where it's limited. How limited? Maybe it's talking about our case. Ella da'amar, maybe it's talking about konam enai b'shena limachar im ishan bayom. It can't just be stam, it's us for me to sleep today. Because that, of course, will work. Right, there's no Kiddush there. That's why the Gemara must be talking about in a somewhat unusual case. So maybe it means Kona Minai B'Sheina L'Machar. I can't sleep tomorrow if I sleep today. Emishan Bayom. So the Gemara says Ha'amrit Kol B'Yisrim is dire. That also would be Pashut. Right, that also would not work, because the Mishnah says you would violate Bal Yachel. Why would you violate Bal Yachel? In that case, everybody agrees that we're not worried that the person is going to violate. Again, what's the case suggested? It's usher tomorrow if I do it today. So what do you mean? Tomorrow, so everybody's going to be careful tomorrow. Why does the Mishnah say there's automatically a Bal Yachel? So, Ella, what must be the case of the Mishnah? Pshita da'amar konam enai b'shena hayom im ishan l'machar. It's usher for me to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. And v'ilo nayim hayom, if the Mishnah's about a case where you didn't sleep today, Kinaim l'machar ma b'yachel dvaro ika. Then there wouldn't be b'yachel tomorrow. So what must be the case where you did sleep today? And what does the Mishnah say? There's b'yachel, meaning we are nervous. We're worried that you're going to sleep tomorrow. So that is a raya to Rav and Akash under of Nachman. Right? We're worried. But we didn't finish yet. We didn't really get to the question yet, if you stop there. Ela la b'denayim. Alma isa denayim. There, you see that we're nervous that you slept. It's Yiftah Rav Yehuda. It's Akasha on Rav Yehuda, who says that you're not allowed to sleep today because we're nervous that you're going to have a fulfill tomorrow. The Mishnah must be a case where you slept, and we're assuming that means you were allowed to sleep. And you're allowed to sleep. And if you're allowed to sleep, so if you sleep tomorrow, it'll be Baval Yachel. The Gemara gives the easy answer. No. Kiktani deinayim. No. Maybe you aren't allowed to sleep, but you fell asleep. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say that it would be a problem for you to sleep tomorrow. But everybody agrees, right? Rabbi Yehuda can fit it to the Mishnah, that you weren't supposed to have slept on the first day. Stop there for a minute. There is a great machlokas. Great and love this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. It's in Maseches Shavuos. It's not right here. So we have this Mishnah, or this source that says, if you make a shvua that you're not going to sleep for 3 days, then that's impossible. And therefore, he violates a shvua shav right away. Asks the Ran, right? This is the Ran in the back, Daf Yud Amar Aleph, I think, in the Daf Arif in Maseches Shavuos. What about eating? What if somebody makes a shvua? Shvua shlo etom klum chodesh yamim. I'm not going to eat for a month. Is that the same thing as I'm not going to sleep for 3 days? What if they make, I'm not going to eat for, so you would, we would say the same thing. What's the difference between, you can't go 3 days without sleeping, you can't go a month without eating. So pashas will be the same thing, Let's read the Ran. The Ran says, Mahu dino im nidamehu l'shvua shelo ishan gimel yamim v'neima sheyochal alter. She's at gamkein if shalamo b'shvua so. Do you say that? Oh, lo. Or do you say no? What should he do? He says, I'm not going to eat. So he goes for a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. By the fifth day, he's going to die unless he eats. So he has to eat. And maybe that's not called a violation of his shvua because it's pikuach nefesh. And therefore, that's not a violation. You don't say eat right away because it's a shvua that's impossible to perform. You say, wait a minute. No. Starve yourself until you're about to die. And then when you're about, then you're about to die, then you're allowed to eat. That's not called eating. That's your, you have to save yourself. That's not a violation of your shvua. Ashi yistakein ve'achar yochal. So, what do you say? Says the Ran, Venira li delo dummy, l'shalo ishan shlosha yamim. The Ran says, I think there's a big difference. Dahasam haynutama diyashin la'alter, by sleep, it's an efshar bal karcho, you're going to fall asleep. Nothing to do with bikuach nefesh or anything. You said you're not going to sleep? You're going to sleep. It's impossible not to sleep for 3 days. Hilkach b'chay l'shvua le'klav. So the shvua is not chal. You whip him right away, and he sleeps right away. Avol zeh yacholamo b'shvuaso. But here, says the Ran, he can be omei b'shvuaso. My amrit she yamus l'kishe yistakein. What? You're going to say that he's going to die? Tidche shvuaso. Mebrei sakanas nefashos. Mikol makom lo yochal alashir shehu yachol lamod alav. If he eats just enough to live, so then he's still fulfilling his shvua. Unbelievable. So the Ran is machalik between I'm not going to sleep for 3 days versus I'm not going to eat for a month. But then he says, Ella, but the Rambam doesn't say that. And he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says what we would have thought. The Rambam says in Ilcha Shvuas in Perek Aleph, Sheshvua Shavi, Kigon, was an example of a Shvua Shav, Shenishba Shalo Yishin Shlosha Yamim, Laila Vayom, Ritzufim, Shalo Yitom Klum Zayin Yamim Ritzufim. He says it. The Rambam compares not sleeping for 3 days, not eating for a week. The Rambam says it's the same thing. And he eats and he sleeps right away. Says the Ran. I know what the Rambam's talking about. I think he's wrong. Right? Don't compare them. Don't compare them. And then the Ran says, great intellectual honesty. But you know what? At the end he says, you know what? Maybe the Rambam's right, but not for his reason. I think in Lamdis I'm right. There's a big difference between not eating and not sleeping. But I don't think the shvua of not eating is chal anyway. Why? Because it's shvua nishba levatel asa mitzvah. You have to be healthy. You have to take care of yourself. You're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where you're going to die. So that's why the shvua is not chal. Not because if you would eat at that time, it would be a violation of the Shvua. But he says, Hadin din emes v'lami taimei, mishum kavi l'nishpa la'avar al divrei Torah, shenishpa la'hamisaz atzmo. You made a Shvua to kill yourself. Hilga kavi l'shvua shav, nishpa la'hamisaz atzmo, nishpa hu la'avar al divrei Torah mamish, demikra moli divrei akasav, achas dimchem l'nafsho sechem edrosh, the makar for chas v'shalom committing suicide. So that is that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. So the Lundus is still there, even though at the end, l'maskana, they come out agreeing with each other, but that it's not a good shvua, it's a shvua shav, but for a very different reason. And the Stipler in Shvua says, what's the lamdis, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran? If you have to violate a shvua because of an ones pikuach nefesh, is that called a violation of your shvua? That's the question. That's lamdis. If somebody has to, right, it relates to generally, a maisa avera ba'ones. Maisa avera ba'ones. Let's say somebody has to eat treif because their life's in danger. So is that called an aveira that you're allowed to do, or is that not even called an aveira? You might say this is hutra dechuya. How do you look at it? See, here too, it's a similar type of idea. I'm going to have to eat because my life's in danger. Right? I'm going to have to violate the shvua. Is that a violation of the shvua or not? That's the machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam would say it is a violation, and the Ran would say it's not a violation. Right? That is the machlokas, whether you compare these cases. All the Achronim have a field day with that Rambam Ran. The Kilas Yaakov and Shvuas and Simon Chaf Aleph, the Afikayam discusses it, but we'll leave that for now. So that was all answer number one. Back to the Gemara. Our Mishnah is about a case that you happen to fall asleep. Ravina Amar, or right in the middle, Ravina has a totally different shot. He says, no. What was the original question? Our Mishnah is a Davar Shein Bo Mamish. So it has to be where you say, my eyes, my mouth. No, the Ravina says no. It's talking about something intangible, not tangible. Ravina Amar Olam Kedektani. It's talking about sleep mamish. Umay bal yachel midrabanan. And therefore it has nothing to do with our case. Our case in the Machlokas Amaram is konam einai bishena, etc. It's not about that. It's talking about actual sleep. Umika bal yachel midrabanan. Do we ever have Vayachal Midrabanan? Is there such a thing? Yes, in the Gemara says, Vatanya. The Braisa says, Dvarim Hamutarim, V'yachirim, no hagu bohenisser, iyatar ashar latirim b'fnehem. If there's something that's mutter, but the minog is to be oser, one is not allowed to be matir. Right, that's why Vayachal, even though it really shouldn't be oser, but we're not going to be allow it because we don't want people to be mekel. Shenemar lo yachal dvaro. Period. Tosfos in Psachim, on this, where this is quoted, Daf Nun Aleph has an important ta'ara, and that is this type of case, where somebody's, the minog is to aser, so you're not allowed to matir it, that's only where people know it's mutter, and they've accepted to do something, l'chumra. But if people are mistaken, if people think something is aser, mistakenly, and it's really mutter, then this principle doesn't apply. It's similar to the halacha Hilchos Nedarim. Right, we know, let's say, right, sometimes if I act in a certain way, three times, a few times, that has the status of a neder. And I have to keep doing that chumra, and if I want to get out of it, so I'm, I have to be matur neder. But the poskim say, they quote this host was in Psachim. That's only if I knew something was mutter, and I was machmer on myself. You know, I knew that, pas Yisrael, pas Akum is mutter. I knew the Shulchan Aruch says pas Akum is mutter. And I'm machmer on myself to only eat pas Yisrael. But what if I think that Pas Yisrael is the halacha, and everybody eating Pas Akum is mistaken. I think anybody who eats Entenmann's, that's Cholov also, anybody who eats anything, even something Parif, I think that's the halacha. So the halacha is that that's not called a neder, because the person was mistaken, right? They thought Pas Yisrael was a halacha, not a chumra. So that is the Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Nun Aleph, relating to this line. Okay, so we tried number one from our Mishnah, didn't work. So let's go again. Tanan. So now we're about to quote a couple of parts of the Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Sha'adnenis li ara Pesach im telchi lebeis avich ara chag. A husband does not want his wife to go to the in-laws so much. So what does he say? You're not allowed to get benefit from me. Let's say it's Purim. So on Purim, he says, you're not allowed to get benefit from me for the next month until Pesach if you go to your father's house anytime from now till Sukkos. Right? So he basically is assuring benefit, right, if she goes. And if she does get benefit, which he assumes she will, if she does get benefit in the next month, then she's usher basically to go to her father's house for the next 6 months. Right? So the isser is now, the tznai is until Sukkos. Holcha lefnei haPesach. So if she goes to her father's house sometime before Pesach, so then aser b'hanaso at a Pesach. Then it's aser mabish to get hana before Pesach. Holcha lefnei haPesach. That's the Mishnah. So now we merdayik. Holcha lefnei haPesach asura. If she goes before Pesach, then she's also to get benefit, right? Lo holcha. But if she didn't go before Pesach, lo. Then it's not aser for her to get benefit. What does it sound like? It sounds like she has the choice. She has a choice. She could go, she could not go. And the question is whether she's going to, right, she's going to get benefit or not. But again, it is a raya to Rav Nachman, right, that a person is zahir b'tznai, that a person, she could get benefit now, and we trust that she won't go to her father's house. Person is zahir on the tznai, kasha and review the marav, raya to Rav Nachman. Answer, no. Says the Gemara, they're both asur. Of course they're asur. So it's a question of what level of isur. Don't be medayik that she has the choice. Amar bi Abba, holcha lefnei haPesach asura v'loke. If she goes before Pesach, so that it's usher for her to get benefit, and malchus, because right when she eats, she's violating, bekum va'aseh. So she's going to get malchus right then, if she's already gone to her father's house. Lo holcha, but if she didn't go to her father's house, and she eats, then asura ba'alma, that it's usher because it might be she will not be Zara in the Tanai, and later on it'll come out retroactively that she violated. Meaning, Rav Yudha Marav would say she's not allowed to. She's not allowed to do this, and then, no, the emphasis of the Mishnah of Hochel of Pesach is whether she right now, there's going to be Malkus, because right now it's Bukum Vaseh or not. That's the only difference. We'll come back to that, but let's first continue. Ema seifa, what do you mean? We'll look at the next line of the Mishnah. Achara Pesach, bebal yachal dvaro. If it's after Pesach, meaning before Sukkos, then there's an Isra bal yachal. Ve'i delo is hani, l'fnei Pesach, mi'ika bal yachal. But that line, if she didn't get anah before Pesach, then there's no bal yachel. So ela pshita de ishani. It must be that the Mishnah is on the case where she did get anah before Pesach. Alma. So what do you see? Mishani. Right? She got anah v'tziyufta de Rav Yehuda. It's a kasha of Rav Yehuda because why was she allowed to get benefit before Pesach? Right? It should have been asur because we're nervous that the tzai won't be fulfilled. What's the Gemara's answer? Just like we said before. Kiktani de'i ishani. She shouldn't have. We are nervous. The case of the Mishnah is, if she did, then she would be in Bal Yachel if she would go to her father's house. Another amazing machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran. Right, what does the Mishnah say? If she eats something, if she goes to her father's house before Pesach, and she eats, there's Malkus. Who gets the Malkus? Who would you think gets the Malkus? She ate, she gets the Malchus. That's what you would have thought, says the Ran. That's what I think, too. The middle of the medium lines on Tesvav and Aleph, the Ran says, Klomar lokehi. Aval hu eino lokehi. He's not getting Malchus. He didn't do anything wrong. He created the Isser, but he didn't do anything wrong. Shahari lo asa shum Isser, elashihi dira. He was madir her, but he didn't do anything wrong himself. He created the Isser, but she's the one that violated and she gets the Malkus. Fine. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says he gets the Malkus. He gets the Malkus. She didn't say a word. What did she do? She was minding her own business. She went to her father's house. She ate something from her husband. Okay. But he was the one that created the Rambam in Yud Beis. In Nedarim, says Beferish. The Ran quotes it. The Ran quotes it on the bottom, and he can't believe it. Can't believe it. The Rambam says that he is the one that's going to get the Malkus. After all, she is not the one. He is not the one who did anything. Says the Rambam. V'imhal chol lefnei ha-Pesach. V'hare hu mahane osa lefnei ha-Pesach. She gets benefit from him. So he's the mahane hare ze loke. Over ha-Pesach. Okay, then the Rambam quotes something else, which hopefully we'll try to get to. But that's the Rambam. Das Rabbeinu says the Radvaz, Dehi eino loke klal kivin shelo nadra. She didn't make a ned there. Aval hu loke kivin shehu nadar v'hu mahana osa bedin she yilke. Wow. But he says, the Ran argues on this. That is the machlokes, again, the Rambam and the Ran. Each one of them has to be analyzed. The Ran is also Mechudash. She didn't do anything. She didn't make the Neder, and she's going to still get Malkus for the Neder. It's Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ran. Okay, let's continue. Third try. Again, a continuation of that Mishnah later on. Adaf Nun Zayin. Tznan, Sha'at Nenes Li Arachag. Intel Chi the Beis Avich Ad HaPesach. Here it's switched. You're not allowed to get benefit from me until Sukkos. If you go to your father's house till Pesach. This is the other way. Right? If you go in the next month, then you're not allowed to get benefit for 6 months. So, Halcha Lifnei HaPesach, if she goes before Pesach, Asur Banas, Wadachak, is Asur to get benefit until Sukkos. Umuteres Leilech, Achra Pesach. But she's allowed to go after Pesach. Holcha, because the only Isser that in this case is going before Pesach. Holcha Asura, same thing. Holcha were Medayik, if she went Asura, lo, Holcha lo. Sounds like Ein Asura. Right, sounds like even before Pesach. Right, she has a choice. Amarava, no, who did that? Feel the low holcha asura. No, even if she didn't go before, it would be asura. The only difference is holcha asura veloke, lo holcha isura be alma, as we said earlier. Period. The Rambam here, again, in that same Rambam that I just read in Parag Yud, halacha Yud Beis, it is somewhat difficult because it sounds like from the Rambam that, again, what's the case here? You can't, if you go before Pesach, it's asur for you to get benefit all the way till Sukkos. So the Rambam quotes this case as, even if she didn't go before Pesach, it's usher for her to go to her father's house until Sukkos. That's the Rambam's lashon. The question is, it seems to be against the Gemara. Then what was the Tanai? If you go now, it's usher then. But if you don't go now, it's mutter then. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, for some reason, understands the Gemara. Maybe it's a different Gemara. But the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Yud, he says, Avar HaPesach, Even though the time is finished, the Rabbi jumps on the Rambam. Chaye Roshi! He always swears about the Rambam. My head is hurting thinking about this Rambam. Chaye Roshi, Tsuras Ha'alacha Eino Kein. What's he talking about? The nether was only going until Pesach. And the Kesef Mishnah, you know, struggles to try to understand where the Rambam gets it from. Period. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei, last try. Last try to say something about this. About this machlokas. Meisvei, the Tosefta says, Kikar zu alai hayom im elek levaka plori lamachar. This cookie is usur for me to eat today if I go to such and such a place tomorrow. So, achal, hare ze, bibal yelech. If he eats the cookie today, hare ze bibal yelech, so he can't go tomorrow. So again, what does it sound like from there? He could eat the cookie. And if he eats the cookie, okay, he shouldn't go tomorrow. But it sounds like we're not worried. So he's allowed to eat the cookie. Again, Kasha, to review the Marav. So Gemara says, no, Miktani Ochel, Achal Tani, Dechi Achal, Harezeb, Baal Yelech. No, it doesn't mean he can. If he did, he's not supposed to. If he did, he can't go tomorrow. Continuing the Tosefta, Halach, Harezeb, Baal Yachel, Dvaro. If he went, Halach is Baal Yachel. Mahalech, Lo. But it doesn't say he can go. So here now, it's finally Kasha Rav Yehuda. Doesn't say he can go. It says Halach, if he went. So Amalach Rav Yehuda, who did the listening Mahalech? No, could have even said Mahalech. I did the Tani Reisha, Ochel, Delo Misni, Leochel, Tani Seifa Halach. So basically, you work out each of these Mishnayas and Tosefta to fit in to each of these Shitas of the Amoran. Okay, here we go. Last little section, but there's a lot to say on it. The big sugya. Homer Leisha. Somebody says to their wife, basically, it's usur for me to be with you. So then, that's Isser Bal Yachel. Ask the Gemara, how could somebody say that? There's a chiyuv, one of the chiyuvim. Right? This is like masna mashakasu batorah. You can't make a t'nai that you're not going to fulfill your physical responsibilities to one's wife. That's not chal. Answer, Ba'omer Hana'as Tashmi Sheikh Alai. He formulates it in terms of her. Your Hana'a is Asr to me. The Hana'a of Tashmish with you is Asr to me. So he Asr himself, on himself. V'halo Kanicha Le'ba Tashmish. And you see that he's not Nicha to have Tashmish. And that's why he says this. Da'amer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, you could do that. Tashmishi Alayich. My Tashmish should be Asr on you. Kofin Oso Misham Shaso. Then he's forced, then it doesn't work. Dishabude mishabdislay. Right? There's a shibud. Hana'as tashmisheich alai asr. But if he says, the hana'a of your tashmish on me, so that would be asr. She'en machilun lo l'da adam davar ha'asr lo. Because you're not machil to somebody something that is asr to him, and therefore this would work. Not a great idea. Right, we had cases in Nedarim like this. How long do you give before you try to get them to be Matir Neder? But that is the case explained by the Gemara of the Mishnah. The Ran has two kashas here. Number one, the Ran says, isn't this a Davar Shein Bo Mamish? So how is a Neder Chal? Same kasha as we had before. Isn't it a Davar Shein Bo Mamish? So how is that? How does that work? Says the Ran. See with the Ran. The Ran has two kashas here. First question of the Ran. First wide line. Those wide lines in the Ran are chock full. First wide line in the Ran. V'im Tomar. V'ahai nidra d'rabanan hi. Danos tashmish leishmei mamasha. Remember we said before, it's davar shein bo mamash, is only chal midrabanan, not d'araisa. So how does this work? Says the Ran, yesh koch b'yad chachamim lakar davar min ha-torah b'shei v'al ta'aseh. You're right. It's only a neder d'rabanan, because it's on a davar shein bo mamash, but once it's chal d'rabanan, that's enough to loosen the shibud of the daraisa level, and the chacham have the power to knock it out and say it's chal. That's the chiddush. Chacham and masen lakar davar min haTorah b'shei v'al ta'aseh. That is number one. The Rashba tries to work out how it's a real. It is daraisa, but that is number one. Number two, though, where the real action is, and the Ran is the next shiloh of the Ran. The Ran says v'im tomar. Fourth to last line, fourth wide line, and fourth to last line. V'chi amar hanas tashmishech, amai mitzar, v'ha mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. Says the Ran, we have a principle. Maseches Rosh Hashanah, mitzvos are not defined by their hana'a. Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Everybody quotes this Rashi. Rashi, Rosh Hashanah says, what does that mean? Mitzvos are not defined by their hana'a. Rashi says, chaf chesem and aleph. Lo lehenos nitnu li Yisrael. Lihiyos kiyumam lahem hana'a. The fulfillment is not defined as hana'a. Ela la'ol al tzavareihem nitznu. It's a burden. Halachically, it's an ol. It's an ol on their necks. So, ask the Ran. Being with one's wife is a mitzvah. Sherek sufasusva'ona. It's a mitzvah. It's a chi of mitzvah. So, how could you say, hanah tashmishech alai? So, why don't you say it's mutter to have tashmish habita anyway? It's not hanah. Mitzvahs are not defined as hanah. That's the kasha. Answers the Ran, many answers to this question. Answers the Ran, no, wait a minute. Remember that Mishnah Gemara in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, if I make a neder from a mikvah, I'm not allowed to go into the mikvah during the summer. I'm allowed to go in the winter. Why? Because if there's hanas haguf that's associated with the mitzvah, then even though mitzvahs lavahenos didn't do, you can't ignore the hanas haguf. So being tovel, that's a mitzvah. But if it's in the summer and I'm boiling hot and it's cooling me off, it's still usser. Even if you say mitzvos avahedos didnu, says the Ran, it's the same thing here. Hanas haguf, you cannot ignore the chiyamrina mitzvos avahedos didnu. Hanimili lomar she'ein kiyam mitzvah ta chashav hana avam mikom makom imishani gufei bahadei demakayim mitzvah hana mikri. That's still called hana. You can't get out of that. That is the Ran's important discussion. Meaning, if there's hana, you can't ignore it. Other rishonim have other answers. The Ritva here says. The Ritva says, differently than the other case, the Ritva says, it's psik resha. Here it's psik resha. It's not that, oh, usually you could do this mitzvah, but sometimes there's a benefit. Then the Ritva sounds like, and the Rashba sounds like this way too, even if there's physical benefit, still it's going to be mutter. Because mitzvah slav lehenos didn't. But if it's psik resha that this mitzvah always has hana, so then you would not say the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos didnu, because this mitzvah has hana always psik resha. That's what the language of the Ritva. Actually, it's not the Ritva here. I looked at it. It's the Ritva quoted in the Nemukah Yosef here. If you look in the back of Nedarim, in the tiny little letters, there's an unusual looking page of the Rif, but we have the Nemukah Yosef on it. And the Nemukah Yosef says, he quotes the Ritva here, and he says, Kushya meikar lesa the tashmish shall mitzvah avagav the mitzvahs al henos denu mikamakum sikresha velo yamus the efshad lo matani gufo betashmish amita vidam yelamudra na meyamayan. Okay, that's the Ritva quoted in the Nemukah Yosef. What might be another example of a psikresha of hana? What the Rishonim talk about? Talmud Torah. Who says this later on? Beis Hashem will have this in about a month. Daf Mem Ches, the Mishnah says in Maseches Nedarim, the end of the fifth parak, that if I make a neder from a city, I'm not allowed to benefit from a city. It's usser. So I'm not allowed to use the streets of the city, I'm not allowed to this, I'm not allowed to that. What about using a shofar from the city? I'm allowed to. A lula from the city? I'm allowed to. Because that's mitzvah slav lehenos didnu. So you don't recognize the hana from the mitzvah, and therefore, even though I make a neder from a city, I'm allowed to use items for a mitzvah from the city. But, says the Mishnah, I'm not allowed to use the Svarim from the city. That's usur. Can't use the Svarim from the city. Why not? Says Rav Avra min Hahor, on that Mishnah, on Daf Memches, because Talmud Torah is different. Talmud Torah is nitam lehanos. Talmud Torah has as a defining element of it, the hana involved. And you can't ignore it. Maybe it's like the Tashmish Amita here of the Ritva. It's here, and that's why an Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Right, I miss those alanos. No, it's defined. Pikudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev, and that's the famous comment of the Egle Tal in the introduction of his Sefer. That even though there are some people that are mistaken that think the ultimate level of Talmud Torah is where you hate it and you do it just purely because Hashem told me to do it. I hate Daf Yomi. I'm just doing it because Hashem's forcing me to learn Torah. No, says the Egle Tal. That's the lowest level. No, the lowest level might be, you know, doing it because you want people to call you smart. Okay, but it's still not a great level. But the highest level is where you love it. The highest level is where we enjoy it. And we have to try to get to that level where we love every second. That's the highest level where we enjoy the learning. Mitzvos lehenos nitnu when it comes to Talmud Torah. Again, that's a separate topic. There's a huge discussion. There are those that even suggest some achronim that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaNanin, right? But that's a big discussion on these last few lines relating to the Ran. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we start with the parallel Mishnah to our Mishnah that we had about Neder. Okay, we'll stop here.